Blog Talk Radio.
Really, GLaDOS?
Come on, GLaDOS.
Thanks, GLaDOS.
What an amazing life. What a family. How did the years go by? Now it's only me.
We are, but I'm hoping this medicine is kicking in and
I'll be able to breathe and not sound so ridiculous.
We're still fabulous, whatever.
We are fabulous. We're just flipping awesome.
Fabulous, fabulous, absolutely.
Yes.
I'm dancing, by the way, that's why I'm speaking so fast. I'm dancing.
I don't have the energy to dance. I was going to try. I kind of had the whole little head bob going on, and I was like, man.
There's a whole nasally shifting thing that causes your head to. You all know what we're talking about when you have your nose stuffy. And you're like, oh, don't do that.
It's so crazy. So crazy.
Good morning. Oh,
good morning.
I can't even get up in the high register. Did you hear my voice just crack when I said this?
I did. That sounded hilarious.
I regressed completely.
Yay. She's going back through puberty. It's great.
Oh, God. I wouldn't go back to that for $1 million.
No, kidding. No.
I'm sorry, our prepubescent or pubescent listeners, never. If you survive puberty, you could take anything. Just saying.
A true story. Oh, I was not a fan of puberty at all. I was like, what is going on? No. No.
One of my Second Life friends said the other night, she says, don't you just love teenagers? I think they're hilarious. She says, how the rest of you feel about teenagers? I says, I don't like them. She says, what about when you were a teenager? I didn't like them when I was a teenager. I didn't like myself. So, no. No, I don't.
I didn't like them then. I don't like them now.
Really don't like them now. They got off my nerves. Oh.
I love my Tori.
Let me not say that. I like some of you. Some of you are exceptionally mature for your age. And it's not those of you who say I'm mature, because usually when you say that, you're not mature.
Yeah, you're not.
Some of you are. You're actually very, very mature. You have good conversation. You're like talking to a person, you know, around our age.
Yeah. And then some of you, I want to beat half to death and go find your parents and then beat them too and be like, what are y'all thinking?
Why? Oh, we are grumpy today.
I know. Somebody said that to me yesterday. They're like, you've been grumpy the past couple of days. Like, I've been sick the past couple of days. I'm sorry. I'll try to be less grumpy.
I'm always grumpy. I embrace my grumpiness. Thank you.
All right. I am. I'm sick. I'm not playing around. I'm like, people, y'all got to leave me alone.
Yes, y'all leave the ginger. Oh. Okay, so you guys have heard us kind of hint at this, and now I'm going to officially announce it today. We have a new podcast that's going to be coming on.
I can't wait. This is going to be so awesome.
On Tuesdays, starting in November, not the first week, so don't be like over here on November the 1st going, hey, is it? No. I believe it's the second week in November because of the way that it falls, but it's going to be called the Pixinista.
Mm-hmm. Yay, the Pixinista.
And we have started taking pictures, and oh my goodness.
So many pictures.
Just to share with you. And if you haven't guessed yet, of course, since you noticed we talk a lot about clothes, we decided we just make a whole show dedicated to virtual clothing. So most of it will be Second Life. But I'm going to tell you, in playing The Sims Pets, I don't know who's designing the clothes over there at EA, but you are just magical. That's some lovely clothing.
I have got to get in that game. That's all there is to it.
There is this dress my little teenage Sim had on to go to prom that I was like, I want that dress. It's all got the taffeta underneath and the big flower, oh man, I got to have that.
I know. I don't know. Part of me wants to wait until you come and take pictures again. The other part of me wants to tease you. I've got a new accessory.
I'm not your friend.
You're going to give me so much hell.
You can tell me off air. We don't tell them, but you can tell me. Do you know that store? And I'm not going to say the store because you guys have to wait till we do the show, because I took a ton of pictures. But do you know the store I was in yesterday? I don't know what's going on with them, but they give away so much free stuff. I mean, I stood there and I was taking pictures. And I wasn't even in the store. I was outside the store taking pictures because it's a really nice backdrop. And I got like 6 new things. I got a new purse. I got shoes. I got a dress. I got some other stuff. I don't know. I was just standing there, and it kept saying, "You've won. Corey's won. Corey's winner." And I was like,
don't
okay.
You love that? I love that.
I like
I love it.
It is good stuff. This is it. See, guys, part of us doing Pixinista will be to teach you about the good quality stuff, especially in Second Life. I haven't been in IMUV, but I haven't been in there, but their store is probably it's even better than the Second Life Marketplace. You have to go over and look, Ginger, because just looking at the clothes on their store made me want to go into IMUV. I was like, I got to get in here.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful clothing, all, you know, player design, same with the clothes in Second Line player design. I love that. I like when we see you guys' creativity. Little do you know, you could get a job in the game industry with those skills. A lot of people don't know that.
Yes, you could.
Okay, now we got to move along. But anyway, Pixinista coming in the next 2 weeks. Also, at the same time, we'll be talking about Virtual Fashion Week, and that will be all the girls here, because Blaster's still off taking care of baby Blaster, and he really don't care about clothes.
No, he doesn't.
Evident by the fact that his avatar looks jacked up in Second Line. Anyway.
It does. Blaster.
Is that you? Oh. I was like about to go off on somebody. I have told you before.
That's me. Don't go off on me.
You do not be during this show.
You love me.
I do. All right. Would you like me to go first, or do you have something juicy?
I can go first.
Go.
All right. I think this is just kind of neat. Bear with me in case I lose my voice, people. I'm so sorry. Microsoft teams up with Sesame Workshop, Nat Geo, for connected education.
Wow.
So cool. Mm-hmm. And it's got Grover.
I'm sorry. I just saw you. I hate you.
Yeah, no, right? Microsoft has teamed up with such brands as Sesame Street, National Geographic, and leading academics and learning research institutions to deliver new ways to learn using the Xbox 360 and its full-body motion sensing technology to deliver new ways to learn for young children. Oh, my God, my allergies. Okay, so working with Sesame Workshop and National Geographic, Microsoft's initial playful learning experiences, Kinect Sesame Street TV, Kinect Nat Geo TV, and codenamed Project Columbia, promise to inspire kids and their parents to get off the couch and into the action, working cooperatively with their favorite characters to have fun and learn at the same time. They say we know that the most effective, Alex Gaines, PhD, curriculum and learning sciences expert in educational design, director for Microsoft, says, I know, I'm having to interrupt myself, I can't breathe. We know that most effective learning environments for children are those that are engaging and exciting, and that foster collaboration and a positive attitude towards learning. With the controller-free magic of Kinect, we can encourage kids to use their motor skills and to learn using their body in immersive experiences. This new way to play allows children to learn by interacting with their favorite characters and engage with content in novel ways. Xbox 360 is also filming a season of interactive shows in partnership with Sesame Street called Kinect Sesame Street TV. The new show...
Aww.
Yes, is that awesome? It's going to be so cute. This new show will offer interactive versions of shows from the current television season, new content written and filmed just for Kinect, and access to classic clips from the Sesame Street archive.
Oh, that is so cute.
So cute.
See, while teenagers do not do it for me, I love the little ones.
Yes, they're so adorable. And this is going to be so much fun. I want to play with this. This sounds so much fun.
I just remembered yesterday I was in Target looking for costumes. And I do have a picture to post up on Facebook of a guy in a chicken costume. I had to take it. I don't know why. But I was looking at the kids' costumes, and they had these tiny little Cinderella costume, and I almost bought it. Nobody in my family is that little anymore.
Oh, I've got a picture I've been meaning to show you.
Yes, because you haven't sent me pictures in a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, it's time.
Well, I gotta tell you though. Walking on my track, there's somebody spray painted a little message on the trap that on the track, and I think it's so sweet. And it says that guy you miss, call him. And I keep wondering who it is, and I keep imagining this great big love sword. Okay. Sorry, that was my total off-topic story of the day. But I just
feel like you're off-topic. You know what? You just inspired me to finish writing something.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm going to finish it right now. Goodbye, y'all.
No, we need you.
Oh, I got to stay for the show. Dang it.
Yes.
Well, y'all know how we talk about the gaming and the seasonal gaming. It is finally cold for us. That's why Ginger and I sound like, you know, hot trash because we can't breathe. And we live, you know, virtually in the same region. And, you know, the cold swept through her town and it's down here by me. Woke up this morning and had on my summer sleepwear. And I would not be wearing that, but I'm expecting people in the morning. So I had to put on clothes. But Harvest Moon.
Oh, is it good?
I haven't played it. This one is for, I thought it was just for 3DS, is why I had not picked it up. And I just, you know, the people over at Natsumi sent this over a press release this morning saying that it is also for DS, which I have. And it's the new one, Tale of Two Cities. And those of you, okay, this is the only thing that GameStop is good for, especially if you've been shopping there as long as I have. You know how you have those points that they give you now? I have enough points to pick up a DS. Which means I probably have enough points to get a 3DS because they're about the same price. So if you have been shopping at GameStop and you've been faithful about your points, get online, sign up, check them, and then go in there and pick up your new console. Or you can save it for the PlayStation Vita if that's your thing. But you got a while to wait for that one. But, yeah, that's the only thing I think GameStop is good for. They're not even good for selling games anymore. But let me tell you about Harvest Moon. Okay. God. Release me, let me go. Okay, so
right.
That's
okay. Now I got my coffee.
I'm sorry. Okay, so Tale of Two Towns is actually not out yet. Okay, there was a Harvest Moon released a couple weeks ago. We told you about, but this is the Tale of Two Towns, where you know, it's a whole rivalry going on. Game Wars is gonna be released just next week, guys, November 1st, also known as the Day of the Dead, and Harvest Moon. Yeah, I love me some Harvest Moon in the winter. I'm telling y'all, get you some Harvest Moon. Get yourself wrapped up in a blanket. Get your hot chocolate. And if you like me, you got a corner in your house you like to sit in. And, oh, man, that is good gaming right there. You could just be lost for hours. Just make sure you have nothing else to do because you know how people are. Turn the phones off. So here's some of the features. Okay, so they're saying with the 3DS, you'll have the Street Pass access, which is kind of like, I guess, the walking thing that used to be in Nintendogs, where you pick up other people when you pass by. You know, you can pick up game things from them. The graphics have been enhanced, so they're as well. You have the fight going on between Konohana and Bluebell villages, and you know, there's of course the fight over food, which is worth fighting about. They're also fighting over who's the best cook, which. Oh, God. Wait a minute. They got a list of stuff here. Okay, so the towns are one is Eastern styled and the other one is European styled. So I guess that's us against the Europeans. So you can pick where you want to live, build a farm, compete in some festivals, and you also might find a way to bring the towns together. This one's on a time limit. Yeah, there's some time limit is what they're mentioning in here. And you can also still pre-order the game, and you'll get a limited edition collectible plush alpaca. Remember we were talking about that? Like, I played it on a flight to keep me calm because, you know, I have a fear of flying. And as soon as I started playing, this man next to me started talking. What's that you playing? I like those DSs. Are you guys a bunch of gamers? Where you going? Oh, can you stop talking to me? Do you not see I'm trying to plant this corn? And in a few hours, I got fish to catch. Yes, there's fishing, Ginger.
I love me some fishing. What?
Mm-hmm. Why did I tell you?
Why have you got to be telling me this?
Because you likes it, that's why.
Oh, no.
I figured out your weakness. Oh, you know what we forgot to say to Jay? Boo, boo. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, I totally went ahead and put it over on Twitter already this morning.
Oh, the boobs are on the Twitter.
Yeah.
I must have missed that one.
Oh, I just sent it to Jay.
poor Jay.
I know. Where is he? He's all, like, quiet.
He might be having issues with his sandwich.
Not the sandwich. Okay, so GamePolitics.com this morning has an interesting story. Adults, not games, causing decline in teen employment.
What? Really? Uh-huh. I was taking all those jobs.
Yeah. The bad economic climate in America has produced the lowest level of teen employment ever, and while some would be keen to blame distraction like video games as the cause, the truth is those jobs teens used to get are being taken by adults trying to make ends meet. A recent analysis from Federal Reserve found that while kids are spending more time on college prep and summer classes, increasing competition for adults taking the low-paying jobs that teenagers used to do is becoming a common occurrence. Since 2007, the employment-to-population ratio for 16- to 17-year-olds fell from 23% to 15%. The youth employment rate has fallen during every recession since the 1980s. Federal Reserve economist Christopher L. Smith wrote in a paper released last week that adults are taking teen jobs in industries like retail food service. Much of the crowd out from adults is likely due to polarization of the adult labor market, driven by the declining cost of computerization and automation, I cannot talk, which have displaced some less educated adult workers into service sector jobs that teens tend to do. Mm-hmm. The number of adults in teen jobs rose by 5 million from 1995 to 2010. If not for this trend, the teenage employment to population ratio could have been up to 5% higher in 2010. But what's most interesting to us is Smith's analysis of video game usage and what effect it may have on 360 and Nintendo Wii and the PlayStation 3. He goes on to say, although this pattern is suggestive evidence that the availability of games itself cannot influence time usage, the difference in video game usage between employed and not employed males is too small to account for the difference in time spent on work-related activities. All right, so the unemployment rate for 16 to 17-year-olds is right around 30% compared to 9.1% for the population as a whole. Yeah, and I can see this. Adults are going to be taking these jobs. I'm going to assume that employers are going to be more sympathetic towards adults trying to make ends meet.
Well, not just that, but and some teenagers hate to hear this, and adults more reliable, whereas you'll be like, you know what? The new Battlefield 3 is coming out. I'm not going to work. An adult's
I've got school. I've got a dance. I've got a date. I've got da-da-da-da-da. Yeah.
Whereas an adult's going to be like, I got to eat, so I'll be there.
The
weekend. I'll be there.
Exactly.
And I heard that a lot. That was a – let me point out to teenagers, if you hear someone say that to you, that is grounds to sue. I had someone say that to me fresh out of school for medical assistant, and I was damn good with honors, and I was 19, and I had a man refuse to hire me, and he said it to me, you know, you're still in your teens, so I wouldn't hire you, because on Friday nights, you're going to want to party. Never mind the doctor's office was only open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you're going to want to go out and party and stuff, and you're probably not going to show up to work on Monday. I'm like, really? Wow. And here I was thinking, I proved that I was responsible.
Wow.
I graduated with honors, so I guess that's not good enough. All right. But remember that. If they say that to you, go ahead and pull out your phone and say, by the way, I was recording this interview.
Uh-huh.
And now you will be working for me. So.
I will own you.
That's my grandmother's favorite saying. You will be working for me if you don't stop it. All right. Well, speaking of job crisis, Facebook has decided to team up with the U.S. government to help in this particular job crisis. So today out in Washington, D.C., you know, where all decisions get made, Facebook announced a partnership with the Department of Labor and other government agencies to help unemployed Americans get back to work. The Social Jobs Partnership, as the initiative is being called, will help to close the gap between people and employers, said Facebook's VP Global Public Policy, Marnie Levine. Basically, the partners in this initiative realize that people are already using social media to find jobs, and companies are using social networks to both find and screen candidates. So the government and Facebook are trying to optimize that process and put a dent in the national unemployment rate. He said it represents the Obama administration's commitment to customer service on the most important issue of our time, helping people find work. This is from Secretary of Labor Hilda L. Solis. Levine continued that there's a gap that we can't seem to close. There are great people out there looking for jobs and great employers who can't find the right talent. Can I breathe, please, lungs?
Yes, let her breathe. She needs the breathing. Let her breathe and be making with the whole life stuff. So.
I need the air. Levine also noted that employers and applicants are already using social media to find each other. The partnership has three primary parts. First, Levine announced a new Facebook page called Social Jobs, which she described as a one-stop shop for people looking for jobs. She says you can think of this as a free online job fair. Second, Facebook is focusing on education. Social network or create target audience public service announcements on Facebook in the states with the highest unemployment rates, and will also be distributing materials to job seekers and employees. Finally,
Levine said Facebook would be investing in new social technology to find new ways to help alleviate unemployment and will conduct in-depth survey research about the ways in which job seekers, college career centers, and recruiters are using the social web. Using this research, partners will develop new ways to get job postings delivered virally through the Facebook site at no charge. It says, our labor market is changing and so should the tools we use to find jobs. Said Levine, this is really just the beginning. Okay. They go on to talk about, and this is also over at VentureBeat, they go on to talk about the numbers in 1985 when the unemployment rate was about 10.8%. This is, 1982 to 1985, about that amount, and we're at 9.1 right now in August, here in 2011. So, also, I'm concerned on a whole lot of levels about this with Facebook being involved. This sounds to me like, this sounds to me like a government contract. And if you've ever worked as a contractor, a lot of you have, and some of you have no idea what that means. That means you work for yourself, and you would go down to the government to get a contract for whatever it is, whether it was making, you know, construction boots for the city workers or business cards. And I'm wondering if anybody else was allowed to bid on this little project. You have your career builder, you have monster jobs with, you know, hell, we have a job board. Go check that out. So, so I'm wondering if anybody else even knew about this. Here's the rub, more legalities. As long as they put it in the papers in every city, they're covered. So anybody out there that still reads the actual newspaper, if you find that ad, let us know. And then we want to know who actually saw it and tried to get it and didn't get it and Facebook got it. Did Google Plus try to get it? Did they know about it?
Exactly.
These other companies, that's interesting. If nobody else was allowed to bid on it or they didn't announce it, monopoly, which is bad.
Very bad.
So I do applaud the government for trying to be proactive, but you could have just put up a Twitter page, honestly.
Yes, you could have.
And ask people to follow you and submit their jobs, and people could have come there and cut Facebook out of the whole deal. No money spent. Just saying.
No money.
And set up their own Facebook page for that matter and just cut them off the whole deal.
Yeah.
But anyway, to those of you looking for jobs, good luck. I think a lot of people are being picky. When I look through our job boards, a lot of the companies, like it used to be when we started Game Matrix, I saw a lot of these same jobs listed, and the companies were willing, you know, say, I can't remember the name. We used to do Women Who've Got Game. One of the ladies that worked at NCSoft on City of Heroes was actually a receptionist, and when they hired her for that, but while she was there, they started training her to do pathing for the NPCs in the game, and how to do, you know, just little code things, and that's a good-paying job. And when I go to look now, I see the same job, and they're like, we want you to have a BA and blah, 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 and have worked on 5 titles, and I'm like, you know what? We're in a recession.
That, and I'm like, what are
just hire the people and train them. This, you know, if they say they have an affinity for coding, oh, bless the ginger,
sorry,
if they have an affinity for coding, just let them do it. Get somebody in there so that we can start this. Game job companies, you're not doing, you know, rocket science and brain surgery. A doctor, yes, I want them to have some highfalutin credentials, but somebody else, you can get them in there and teach them that stuff. Just get them in there and get the job closed. Somebody needs a job. Anyway, moving on.
Somebody does need a job.
Damn straight.
All right. Maybe if I can stop sneezing now. Oh.
I was trying to talk because I heard your breathing quicken, which means a sneeze is coming.
I was looking for Skype so I can mute.
I was like,
I couldn't get it open.
She's going to sneeze. And,
okay.
They tell you open your eyes wide. You can't sneeze with your eyes open.
Couldn't even think straight. I was just like, oh, God, I got to mute. I can't find the mute. Rip the headphones off my head.
Poor baby.
I know. Okay, so here we go. I think this is kind of neat. Rabbids jump into designer toys with ears. Today, Ubisoft announced the upcoming release of a new collection of vinyl toys called Ears, inspired by the Rabbids. Ears are for fans of the Rabbids brand, or for anyone who likes designer collectibles or is simply an admirer of wild, zany art projects. The new collection, designed and manufactured by Ubisoft with care, is made up of one 28-centimeter do-it-yourself toy model to customize or not, and one 28-centimeter velvet toy model available in 5 different colors and made up of incredibly soft material. Jeffrey Sardin, EMEA Chief Marketing and Sales Officer at Ubisoft, says, with the Ears collection, we wanted to offer Rabbids fans something new and trendy. These designer toys show the versatility and depth of the Rabbids artistic universe, and we will will please both fans of the franchise as well as collectors looking for original and distinct pieces of art. Michael Ruha, co-founder of Artoys, we were so excited when Ubisoft asked us to be their partner for the launch of the ears. With the Rabbids' stumpy forms and their quirky minds, their interest in the designer toys universe is a natural evolution. We have been very impressed by Ubisoft's ability to insert the style of the brand into a desirable collectible series of toys while still keeping the spirit of the Rabbids intact. The do-it-yourself and Velvet toys will be available from October 20th, 2011 in the Artoys Retailers Network and on Ubisoft official online shop, all right, which is over at ubishop.com, and you can find it at ubishop.com/ears, which is EEERZ. And if you want that link, if you want to check out some pictures, head over to gamingmatrix.com. I've got it up for you. It looks kind of cool. It looks just like a blank white rabbit that people decorate, draw on, do art.
Oh, that would be nice.
Sounds kind of cool.
Well, you've been hearing me mention this game, and I never know the name of it, but I got it today because I just sent it over like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
The game The Hidden, been talking about for 3DS, one of the ones I was looking forward to when I get a 3DS. That's what I'm buying first. It's called the name already? The Hidden? Man, this allergy medication. Ginger and I may say some crazy stuff this morning.
No kidding, eh?
Well, so apparently there's some eerie paranormal activity going on, and we do have the trailer downloading. They just sent it over, so it's not up yet, or unless Ginger managed to find it before.
No, I don't think so. I don't think I've put any trailers up yet so far today.
All right, so then I got it. I got it, Ginger. I got it.
Awesome.
The name of the game again is The Hidden. It's supposed to be a unique augmented reality ghost hunting adventure, which lets you use your 3DS camera to scan, detect, and hunt the paranormal. In effect, you become a Ghostbuster.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds so cool.
So you'll be a member of the elite squad known as Ghostly Entity Investigation and Strike, also Geist. Strike Team, I'm sorry, Geist. And players must work with their team to eliminate evil spirits and neutralize mysterious outbreaks that pose threats to mankind. To find every ghost in the game, you must bring your 3DS with you to new locations. So they'll be everywhere in the real world. Remember, I like that. You can play through 12 missions, and you get to face off against some hostile spirits, also known as bosses. You also will have upgradable tools and devices to defeat more exclusive or elusive entities. The game is rated E10+. It's going to be out. Yes, I'm going to give you a launch date. November
Yay!
The 8th. November the 8th. It's going to be about $29.99 to purchase, which is not bad. And you can also have a look at the trailer shortly as soon as it's done downloading. I'm so excited about this game. I was hoping that the iPad would do it because of the camera. And nobody thought to do... Why is it some things are so obvious to the developers and they just don't do?
I don't know. Sometimes I think some of these people were dropped on their heads.
It is so obvious the second I saw that the iPad had a camera that they should do this. And then I said the same thing about the 3DS, and, you know, Majesco mm-hmm. came through. Majesco, awesome. I'm thinking awesome game. I can't wait to see.
Yes. It's so awesome to see.
I got some screenshots I will share with you while we wait for the trailer.
Yay. Yeah. All right. Well, it is my go again, and I've got more news for y'all. Sorry, I was scanning through the Twitter. I think this is kind of interesting, and kind of I don't know what to think about it. All right. So GamePolitics.com this morning. Did you know that gamers make great bodybuilders?
Yes. I know of one.
Steel. Yes, want to look good naked? Sure, we all do. Naked. I said naked.
Right. I just want to look at people naked. That's different.
No kidding, right? But would you believe that gamers have might have an easier time of it than most? It's true, the qualities that gamers apply to their hobby can easily be applied to bodybuilding. Mm-hmm. When Brian Wang and Dick Talons, there's a picture of them. They're both the same guy? Okay, they are the same guy. I guess one from previous and one from now. Holy cow. Ooh, nice. Met at the University of Pennsylvania in 2004. Neither one was physically fit, but both found that what drove them to play games, could also be applied to working out. People don't realize that video games are an expression of personality, Talon said. There's certain qualities that people have. They're obsessed with improving the stat sheets, getting to the next level. They pay a lot of attention to detail. Guys who play World of Warcraft are very intense about whatever they do. True story. They can turn that addiction and all its characteristics into fitness. Dr. Richard Ryan and Dr. Scott Rigby, co-authors of Glued to Games, How Video Games Draw Us In and Hold Us Spellbound, lay out some of the psychological aspects of weightlifting that gamers find appealing. In video games, you're constantly getting information about your achievements and learning how to do things better. There's an opportunity to develop a mastery that's very much a key motivator. Rigby added, games make the goals really clear. You have to run from point A to point B, deliver a message, kill this bad guy. You have a very clear sense of, if I just do these steps, I will succeed. And let's call them quests because it sounds heroic. And who doesn't want to feel like a hero? Another important aspect of gaming and bodybuilding is the social component. You're relying on each other, Rigby said. You really need the other person to watch your back and vice versa. Games build in a sense, I matter to others. Others matter to me. Capitalizing on the idea that bodybuilding can appeal to gamers, Wang and Talents have started Fitocrossy, a website that turns fitness into a game. How does it play? Well, from the website it says, to play, just enter your fitness activities on the track page every day. As you enter your activities into Fitocrossy, you'll earn points. Over time, you'll earn enough points to get to the next level. Leveling up means you'll be keeping up with your fitness, but watch out, every so often leveling up unlocks a special challenge. Beating the challenges and leveling up means you're making progress. Challenges are optional activities designed to push users out of their comfort zones, such as tasking a bodybuilder with running a 5K. Completing challenges awards bonus points. The site also features achievements and leaderboards. All right, so if you want to check that out, it is Fitocrossy, FitOcrossy.com.
Ah, now that you mention it, we'll be talking to them, actually, the people over at Fitocrossy.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, Miss Snow White is harassing them.
Ooh.
They're supposed to come by. I don't know if they're coming by the show or not, but we may have them on. Excellent, though. And then I found another company that does the same thing for kids, so excellent. But I always knew that. If you give me a game, I'll get in shape. That's why the Wii Fit sells so well.
Mm-hmm.
It's essentially a game, and it doesn't come across so hardcore. Some of us don't like people yelling at us, talking about, get up, 5 more, 25%.
No, I can't stand that stuff. You start yelling at me, I'm out. I'm out.
Exactly. Some of us just want to have the screen go, good job. And, you know, if you get here, you'll save the princess. Walk 5 more steps. You know, we need to be able to measure it out, gamers. I don't know.
Yes. I do not want to be all, like, bullied and pushed and whatnot. No, that stuff annoys me.
Okay, we have been nice all show, and I got some juiciness.
What do you got?
Mind candy. And Lady Gaga. Let me explain. So Moshi Monsters creator and Mind Candy CEO Michael Acton Smith remained defiant, this is from GI.biz, in the face of a recent injunction from the high court over his Lady Gaga parody, Lady Goo Goo. He said he won't back down from any future disputes. In other words, he said, you bring it, chick. And he's quoted as saying, I'm always up for a good battle if anyone else wants to do this. That is a direct quote, yes. He was discussing his concerns over his other parody another character he does called Dustbin Beaver. He says, we're having discussions around that at the moment. He said, but obviously we need to be a little bit careful because the high court must be respected when they injunct something. He talked exclusively to GI.biz, and he said he was surprised by the judge's decision in the Lady Gaga case, which allows the company to continue to feature Lady Goo Goo moshling in the game, but bans the creation from performing any musical work. He says, we knew it was a little bit risky when we took legal advice, and we were more confident that we'd win than not. He says, I think a lot of people have been surprised by the judgment. I personally think the law in this area is too strict, and there are people looking at it for review at the moment. I think it would have been fine in the U.S., where parody is much more acceptable. The judge ruled in Lady Gaga's favor after the pop star presented evidence to suggest there had been confusion over her connection with the character. He says, I have a huge amount of respect for IP owners and Lady Gaga and other musicians and what they've done, but something that is an obvious parody and that's creative and enriches and delights a whole new audience, I think, is more positive. He says, and it's not detracting from her sales or damaging her, in my opinion, and so I think it was a bit frustrating. He says, we shall see, who knows where it will all end up. The move was delayed but not canceled. Acton Smith plans to release an album of Moshi Monsters music or to put on a live tour featuring characters from the MMO. He says, we're doing an album and we don't know whether we're going to change or we don't know quite how we're going to deal with it. Moshi Monsters currently has around 50 million registered users. The full and exclusive interview with Acton Smith will be available on GI.biz on Monday. I think this is stupid if her lawyers did go after them. This was not even on my radar, honestly.
Yeah,
and
not at all.
Yeah, because you did it, you put them on the radar. Now, what you need to do is, yes, go in and why don't you record your songs as a parody and give it to them?
Yeah. I don't know. These people.
Give it to them and make your money. I got another one. May I?
Yes. I'm still trying to picture how she... Oh, it's Lady Gaga. She wore a meat dress. How is this hurting her?
I don't know. Oh, God. I see another game I need to play. Stronghold Kingdoms. Y'all play. Ooh, yeah. I'm moving on. I'm not going to even look at it. Oof. Okay, let me open a new tab. Okay. All right. So you heard us mention before there's supposed to be an Assassin's Creed movie.
Uh-huh.
Well, apparently Sony Pictures is currently in the middle of closing a deal to create a film franchise based on the popular Assassin's Creed video game series, according to media reports. Ubisoft Motion Pictures, which launched way back in May, said that it was looking to work with film company on various movies based on its most popular video game franchises, including Assassin's Creed, Ghost Recon, and Splinter Cell. I say stick with Assassin's Creed and Splinter Cell. Leave the Ghost Recon out of it. The film division is headed by former EuropaCorp CEO Jean-Julien Baronet, with former Walt Disney Studios France executive Jean de Rivières heading marketing and promotion.
Say that again.
No. Film news publication Variety is reporting that Sony Pictures is in final negotiations with Ubisoft's movie branch to land the film rights to Assassin's Creed. Sony Pictures also has a number of other movies in the works based on video game franchises. It also bought the rights to the Infamous franchise back in 2009 and most recently revealed it's working on an Uncharted movie. You know what? Maybe you've seen this online. The PS3 commercial with all its characters from its games?
No.
You have to find that. We'll probably add that to our trailer channel.
YouTube. I got
to
find it.
Yes. Why did they not do that when they were selling the PS3 originally? I love that commercial. I love that the little guy from Little Big Planet is in it.
God. Sackboy.
Yes, God of War is in there.
That
the guy from.
By the way.
Yes, you told me. I haven't seen a picture of it yet. You also have the God of War. You have Dante. You got every game character from Metal Gear Solid, I mean, all of them. The Assassin's Creed guy, and I say the Assassin's Creed guy because y'all know it changes every game. It's Ezio, and then it's Altair. But I love the commercial, and all of them come into this. I'm going to give it away for Ginger, sorry. They go into a bar. You see they're playing Ghost Recon, and the soldiers walk into a bar, and there's all the characters from the PS3 games. And they're telling stories about, it was dark and I didn't know which way to go. And then he showed me the way. And, he took on the God of War when no one else would. And they go, to Michael. And then they show the guy playing the game. Excellent commercial, Sony. Where were you hiding this all this time? And I got all goosebumpy like, for Michael. I mean, wait a minute. I'm the player. For me. Thank you. I love you too, PlayStation. So I don't know where they were hiding at, but that was a great commercial. You should have brought that out years ago.
Yes. That is...
Because that crazy business they did at the PlayStation 3 launch, I was like, what is this? Is it a Calvin Klein commercial gone bad?
Calvin Klein commercial gone bad. Oh, my God.
It was. It's crows flying across the screen and babies with one eye. I didn't get it. Sorry, it was too obscure. And I like obscure, but it was too obscure for me.
Babies with one eye.
I don't know what they were doing. They messed up. That's what they did.
Zombies!
You got zombies?
No, it's just what I was thinking of. It's baby with one eye. It's got to be a zombie baby.
No, ma'am. Ginger, we got time for one more before break.
All right. Here we go. GamePolitics.com this morning. Oh, good Lord, I can't talk. Oshkosh College uses shooter to teach criminal justice. I can hear my voice going. It's horrible. Mm-hmm. Students studying criminal justice at Fox Valley Technical College will use a first-person simulator game next semester to train for various hypothetical policing scenarios, from domestic disputes to lost children and traffic stops. FVTC Vice President for Institution, Chris Mathney, says a first-person perspective on interacting with a virtual crime scene. Students will walk through virtual environments in order to practice these law enforcement skills before applying them ultimately in the real world.
Nice.
Uh-huh. I'm going to lose my voice. Crap. Of course, running through the simulation goes hand-in-hand with actual instruction from teachers. But the advantage of being able to experience situations like this prior to experiencing the real thing better prepares those seeking a career in criminal justice for the vocation they have chosen. Games are proving to be useful tools for various levels of education. One of the main research hubs in Wisconsin exploring games-based learning is the Games Learning Society in Madison, where University of Wisconsin educational technology professor Kurt Squire works. Squire said using video games as teaching tools is comparable to using books or movies. Yes, I agree. While games like the Criminal Justice Simulator are a great supplement to traditional college courses, Squire reminds everybody that instructors and educators are still the most important piece of the puzzle. He says games will never replace teachers any more quickly than a book or film or radio.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Got to have those features. Those teachers got to have that experience there to hand off to the other people.
Well, I want to take that class now.
Yes.
I always wanted to be, well, I don't think I want to be an investigator. I just want to play the game. Can they release that and donate the funds back to the school? That would be hot.
I don't know. That would be, ooh. That would be awesome.
I want to play
it.
Here we
go. Hear it.
You hear it?
It's really quiet.
Well, I had it low because we were talking. I'm being all professional today, you know.
Oh, okay.
We're not always. Okay, guys, we're going to take a break. You know where to find us, GamerGirlsRadio.com, which, yes, I'm aware that link is kind of going to a weird place, but it'll at least get you to the site. There's a whole section that belongs to Gamer Girls Radio and Lunch with Ginger and Corey, and coming soon, Texanista.
Yes.
Wait. Remember, tonight we will be on a little bit later. Yes, Blaster is still out with Baby Blaster, who is so adorable. Mm-hmm. Oh, just eat him up. So we'll see you guys later on tonight. We got lots of ground to cover. And make sure you download and listen to streaming, because I'm going to tell you country fans out there, the set list for Country Dance 2 looks kind of hot.
Ooh, very nice. I'm going to talk about some donations.
Ooh.
Come on, Glados, you get up off that.
She's trying real hard to get in, isn't she? We're going to come on back from break because she is really trying hard. She's like, I want to take this song. Even Nico Bellic cannot deter me from picking up her.
She's trying. Get off. Get off.
All right. So, yes.
Yes.
I just got this in the mail, too.
What you get?
The Country Dance 2 set list, and I got a release date for you.
What is it for? Wii at Fox 360?
It is for the Wii.
Okay.
It's going to be out November 1st. Man, November 1st is going to be a busy day. That's actually the official start of the holiday season, in case you guys didn't know. They will tell you it is a day after Thanksgiving. No. You need to get to the store now. Mm-hmm. You get there before November 1st because Target started their layaway. Man, I was in there yesterday. Good stuff for the kids. And there's still lots of stuff, at least in my Target. At least in my Target there is. So make sure you get there. Get your stuff bought, put on layaway. So anyway, back to Country Dance 2. I can't breathe.
I'm muting some coughing. And she's coughing too.
I caught on to it. I'm trying to clear my throat all low and quiet. It wasn't working.
I know.
Sorry, guys. Okay, so country music's current chop-tarting headliners are about to rock your living room countrywide. Game Mill Entertainment, an independent publisher of entertaining mass market video games, today revealed the full music set list for Country Dance 2, which is the sequel to America's favorite country dance video game that lets you dance and sing along with your favorite songs from country's biggest artists. Country Dance 2 for the Wii will be available here in North America retail stores November 1st. Country Dance 2, of course, features over 30 of today's hottest country tracks. Who wrote this? They spelled it tax. From the biggest names in the business, including Jason Aldean, Brad Paisley, Luke Bryan, Dierks Bentley, Keith Urban, whom I absolutely adore, Blake Shelton, Carrie Underwood, Little Cuteness, George Strait, Miranda Lambert, the Jane Deere Girls.
Miranda Lambert.
Yes. Miranda Lambert. And I've never heard of the Jane Deere Girls, but now I got to check them out. Lady Antebellum and more. Building a Bond.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. That's Are they telling what song from Lady Antebellum?
I got a list here. I'm going to tell you a few of them.
Okay.
Building upon the simple gameplay, loved by the fans of Country Dance. Country Dance 2 amplifies the fun with an all-new sing-along feature, Duet Dancing Ginger, and a new calorie-counting exercise mode and more.
Ooh, I want this. We should get this.
All right. I hear you. Ooh, she got excited. All right. I feel it. I got excited with it. Like, yeah, let's do it. Okay. Let me see how many songs here before I go down. Let me find your Lady Antebellum specifically, and I want to know what song from Keith Urban is here. Okay, Lady Antebellum, Looking for a Good Time. Miranda Lambert, you're muted if you're talking.
Yay, Looking for a Good Time. Oh, my God, I love the video.
Miranda Lambert, Gunpowder and Lead. I haven't heard it, but I'm going to listen to it because I like the title. You also got your... Oh, Gwyneth Paltrow's on here. Shake That Thing. She's a decent
singer. That is hot.
How did she get... You go, Gwyneth. Whatever. Go, girl.
And she got in that movie, and now she's apparently a country singer or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm still kind of grumbly about that, but all right, whatever. This country, go ahead, bring it.
I at least she was original. She didn't decide to become a pop star.
Yes. True story.
It's kind of like when Tyra Banks decided to become a pop star. I wasn't against it. I just didn't like the fact that she tried to stick her video in with Top Model. It was kind of a you should have just, you know, separated the two. I'm doing this over here and I'm doing this. Because their songs weren't bad. I actually like them. And if you don't know the songs, actually one of the songs released is actually the theme for Top Model, not this season, but before, that na 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 is actually from her song. You want to be on top.
Oh, do that. Do that again. Do that again. That was so funny.
No, I don't sing for you people.
Oh,
okay.
Come on.
Gotta see me in person.
Such a tease.
I know, right? Carrie Underwood's also on here. American.
Yay!
All-American girl.
I love that song.
George Strait here for a good time as well.
George Strait, that's always...
George
Strait's
always a good
bet.
Always a safe bet. Oh, God, you got a ton here. When they said 30 and
girl, I chased after his son back in high school, so yeah.
Ooh, you got to tell us that story one day. All right, so you can, they're saying you can jump up and play with the Wiimote, replicate the on-screen dance moves to start earning points with hot country routines. It now supports up to 4 players at once, Ginger, for a
whole... 4 players at once.
Yeah, so you guys can check that out. Again, November 1st, and Ginger's going to cut me, so I'm going to be contacting them. We may have a review for you. Yeah, and we know these people, so this is the high chance probability that we may get your copy, Ginger. They like us over at this company. So, yeah, one of the people we've interviewed in the past. And I didn't even know they made this. This is from High Voltage Software. You guys have heard an interview we did with High Voltage way back in a long time.
I haven't, but I need to find it.
We may not have it up. I have so many. I have a Gamer Girls Radio Classic that we will eventually do. You guys have no idea what we do during the day. Good God. Even Ginger says she's not busy, but she is. She stays busy all day.
I know. I'm already trying to figure out how I'm going to do the rest of my afternoon. I got so much stuff.
So, yeah, we may have a review for this coming up soon. As a matter of fact, when she starts talking, I'm going to go ahead and harass them because I see them on the Skype. Hello, peoples. We need a copy.
Yes. Please. I want a copy.
All right.
This is actually kind of cool. Abrate Prototype funds. Let me back up. I can't talk. The medicine is kicking in. Sudafed, wind you up. All right. So, Abrate Prototype Fund invests £225,000 in small game companies. Round 2 sees 9 companies awarded £25,000 each. Round 3 now open for applications. The £5 million prototype fund run by the University of Abrate Dundee has awarded £225,000 across 9 young computer game companies with high growth potential. At least I'm assuming this is pounds, little L sign. I'm going to say pounds. If I'm wrong, meh, whatever. Successful recipients of the £25,000 grants include brand new companies run by graduates, mobile phone and social game specialists, and firms who provide audio engineering and voiceover recording services. All 47 applicants for second round funding were assessed against tough commercial criteria, with the 9 successful firms based in Dundee, London, and Liverpool. 5 of the companies have chosen to work with Abrate University's prototyping studio space. Applications are also now open for the 3rd round of funding. Full application details are available over at prototypefund.abrate.ac.uk. Applications are open until Wednesday, the 14th of December. Paul Durant, Director of Business Development at Abertay University, says, "We are delighted to award £225,000 from the Abertay University Prototype Fund to 9 very promising up-and-coming companies. By investing directly in these businesses, Abertay University is giving them the opportunity to develop a prototype, either to take to the market or to secure additional private investment." All right. So what are the I need to slow down. I know I'm wired up. One of the recipients of a $25,000 pound investment from the first round of the prototype fund has now secured a significant six-figure publishing deal, proving that these small investments can attract much larger funding and help stimulate economic growth. All right, so this goes on, and I'm going to actually put this up on GamingMatrix.com in just a minute as soon as I find a graphic for it or something. But check this out. If you have a small business, you're a developer, you're in the area, apply for this. This is good.
It sounds awesome.
Yes.
Well, I forgot to do a news at the top of the show, and I actually announced it, and some of you were like, what is this Draco business and Unreal Engine 3? Well, I marked it and had it open, and I can't believe I forgot about it. It is. Oh, I'm excited. Okay, so let me breathe because I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
Grounding is the name of the company. They're licensing the Unreal Engine 3 for a game called Project Draco Present, which is going to harness the Unreal Engine to put Kinect gamers on dragon back.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Breathe. And again, they're saying that title is tentative, so don't get attached to it. It was apparently first shown at the Tokyo Game Show in this year and scheduled for release next year by Microsoft Studios on the Xbox Live Arcade. It's supposed to be a 3D action game that takes players into the sky on the wings of a dragon, battling a legion of enemies through the power of Microsoft Kinect. Okay, this sounds promising. They're saying because this is Grounding's first high-def game, we looked at many technology options and picked Unreal Engine 3 as the best solution. This is from Yukio Fatsuji. Did I say your name right? Fatsuji, who's the director at Grounding. He says, "We began development in September 2010 when Microsoft first announced the title. While their team size is only 15 people, and we had merely 1 year from the start of the project, the productive tools and efficient processes of Unreal Engine 3 meant we could come up with a high quality playable demo in a very short time."
Mm-hmm.
Fatsuji also added, "While none of our team had experience with the Unreal Engine before, the devoted support of Epic Games Japan ensued a very smooth development process." Unreal Engine 3 is really kind of awesome. We feel like there's an invisible teammate called Unreal sitting with us. Oh, that's sweet. That's love right there. With crunch time coming up, it's reassuring to have such a dependable partner on our side. Unreal Engine 3 is usually seen as a solution for a big team working on a large budget title, especially in Japan, said Taka Kawasaki, who's the territory manager of Epic Games in Japan. He said Project Draco provides a great example of how smaller studios can still fully enjoy the power of Unreal Engine 3, and even some of you indie developers out there can play around with this. It's really easy to learn. And Ginger, even you, now that you played around in Second Life, could pick up Unreal Engine 3 and run with it, believe it or not. Same thing.
Ooh. They have to.
It's same thing, just a lot more powerful. Why is there three pets on my screen? What happened here? Are you just attacking me at random? I look up and there's a dog with a snake around his neck on my screen.
I can't be healthy.
Maybe not for him. They're saying it's been especially impressive to see Grounding harness the capability of Unreal Kismet in our visual scripting system to design complex, intertwined flight paths for playable dragons and enemies in the three-dimensional space. Mr. Fatsuji has always delivered cool games with very unique settings and gameplay design, such as Panzer Dragoon, which was a big thing with Blaster. Wow. And Phantom Dust. He says, "I can't wait to see the new world he brings to life with Unreal Engine 3. I am also excited. They are also, well, you can probably go over to their website. I don't know if they have any screenshots, and they probably won't. But it's www.g-rounding.com/en/. And remember, you have to do it that way because they are in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably have a Japanese version of their site. I'm super, super excited. This is what I'm waiting for, to see somebody do something with this freaking Kinect.
Yes. It's got such potential. It's been wasted so far. I'm sorry.
It has been.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Dance Central's fun, and honestly, the next most favorite game of mine for the Kinect that I've gotten so far, came with it. It's the outdoor Kinect.
Adventure.
Just, yeah. I have so much fun with that.
I do.
The rest of it?
Yeah. Except for, I got tiled floors, so it stops being fun after you're jumping around. It's like, can I get some...
Concrete, yeah.
Mm, stop.
I got to get some carpet in that room.
Right?
One room at a time. All right.
All right. Okay, we've got time for one more, then we are out of this piece.
All right. This one might fit. Wall 4 to launch 100-player video game at Game City Festival.
Oh, that is hot.
Yes. Groundbreaking new live event company Wall 4 are presenting the world premiere of their 100-player game on a cinema-sized screen at this year's Game City Festival. The one-off evening performance on Thursday, the 27th of November, will be hosted in the festival base on the Old Market Square in the center of Nottingham.
Oh, they love doing that, don't they?
Yes, they're such flippin' teases. Renga is a massive cooperative game for 100 simultaneous players that combines strategic conquest elements from games such as Civilization with the action phases inspired by old-school arcade classics such as Defender. The title refers to a form of collaborative poetry with 100 verses that blossomed in the 15th century Japan. The entire audience is able to directly control game elements in parallel using handheld laser pointers pointed at the screen. The game rewards coordinated pointer movement but allows formations to emerge without advanced planning as players observe other points of laser light and join emergent groups like an improvisational dance. The unique show has been designed, engineered, and delivered for Game City by John Sear and Adam Russell of Wall 4, whose work was described by a newsjacking specialist, Urgent Genius, as hyperbolic, interactive, innovative entertainment. Following a recent European tour, the design duo are bringing their revolutionary technology to Nottingham for Game City 6. All right, so Wall 4 was created in August 2011 by two video game industry experts who until recently ran one of the leading academic games development courses in the world. Prior to that, both co-founders worked in AAA game development on multi-million dollar projects. The company is currently based in the former Silk Mill Industrial Museum as part of the project transforming Derby's museums. Wall 4 offers complete end-to-end design and delivery of interactive live event experiences through in-house expertise ranging from off-the-shelf products to highly custom installations and specializes in a combination of private cooperative functions and interactive public art events. Anyways, I think this is awesome, and I have actually got this up, I'm pretty sure, up on GameAndMatrix.com already this morning. No, I don't, but I'm going to because I've got screenshots. It'll be up soon.
All right, and that is our time.
Yay!
And, yes, the hidden trailer is uploading as we speak. You can find it on our trailer channel or somewhere probably in a few seconds. Ooh, drugs. Claritin's a hell of a drug.
Yes. I could, feel it all of a sudden kicking in, and I could tell I was talking. I mean, I talk fast anyways. But
you and me both.
All of a sudden, kicked in. It was like, wee! Wow.
Let's do this! Okay. Oh, yes. The show's over? All right, we will see you guys later on. Hopefully, this stuff will kick in and stay that way. Woo. I'm going out into the world. Maybe I'll cinch some stuff if I see something interesting. I doubt that I will, but you never know. Sometimes I see interesting things. And then Ginger saw your post. I was like, what is she posting to me? Crying! Yes, it's me speaking.
It was you speaking. I was like, oh my God, it's my Corey.
Yes. Loves me some Ginger. All right, GLaDOS, are you going to let Zelda play today? I'm feeling like some Zelda because it's winter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on, GLaDOS, let it go.
You can do it, GLaDOS. You can do it.
Oh, come on, GLaDOS. Let him go. Let him go. Oh, no!
like bouncing my head to it.
I love that. All right, guys. Ginger.
Later, boys and girls. Mwah!